Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Stock up right now. The NCAA Wrestling Semifinals are tonight. The finals are tomorrow night. Penn State has six semifinalists tonight. So stock up now. Maybe you just want to just go into the... Can't call it a man cave, Chad, because plenty of women love the NCAA basketball tournament. It's a person cave.
Exactly.
Right? You want to make sure you're fully stocked.
Be made better by those pickles.
Yes. Wine coolers, water, soft drink snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the aforementioned pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we are proudly in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Cal Irvine, 17.4 seconds to go. Just hit a free throw. Now leading 67-64. They will get a second attempt here to try and make it a two-possession game with 17.4 to go in San Jose at the Shark Tank. Did a couple of games in that arena a few years ago. Let's see, before we get to the play-by-play call, let's see if he knocks it down. And he does. So it's 70-66. All right, our play-by-play call today is hockey. Sidney Crosby in the shootout for the Pens.
Crosby will go, as you could probably guess by the boos here at Bridgestone Arena, to try to put the Penguins in front here on the shootout. Cutting in on the forehand, Crosby shoots, he scores! Sidney Crosby gives the Penguins the lead in the shootout.
Josh Getzoff, who's been on this show many times with a call on the Penguins Radio Network, as Sidney Crosby scores the goal in the shootout to win it 2-1 over Nashville. Kansas State missed its shot, fouled, and now we are down into the waning seconds. I think, well, I want to say seven seconds to go. Two more free throws coming up already with a two-possession advantage for Cal Irvine. The Anteaters have never won an NCAA tournament game before, yet some idiot picked them to win this game. Who might that be? And you know why I put them on my bracket, moving them forward? A, obviously they played well down the stretch, but the injuries for Kansas State, that was the determining factor for me. I just didn't think they had enough with the injuries they had. That was the reason. And Irvine is, in all likelihood, going to win it. All right, let's bring in Paul Alexander now from Pittsburgh. Paul, great to have you with us. I know we've been talking a lot about Tom Izzo and so forth. It's always good to hear you on the other end.
Jonesy, how are you, my friend?
Doing great. It's great to have you with us again. Hey, what's the NCAA Wrestling Championship done for the city of Pittsburgh?
Well, you know what? It's just an absolute unbelievable event. We've always been an event city here in Pittsburgh, and it's just another great event. Tickets going for over $700-$800 a pop. People coming to me, hey, you know, you got all these connections. Can you get me tickets? No, I can't. I don't have any tickets. So, you know, it's just been such an unbelievable, dominant, you know, experience for Penn State wrestling that I think that really, I think, made it even more exciting. I mean, granted,
right,
you know, Pittsburgh, as you know, Steve, is a great hotbed for high school wrestling. You know, we have the what used to be the Dapper Dan Wrestling Classic, and now it's just the Wrestling Classic. You know, they call it the Rose Bowl of high school wrestling when the best of Pennsylvania takes on the best of United States. They just had that a week and a half ago. Then they had the Junior Olympics here, and then to follow that up with the NCAA Wrestling Championship. Just unbelievable for everyone. You know, as we all know, you know, Title IX took a big chunk out of wrestling, unfortunately. That was not the spirit of the the legislation by any stretch.
Right.
But as we all know, when there's not a match, you know, for a female side, well, a lot of, you know, legacy programs, you know, bit the dust, went away.
Right.
And Buschke, it was extremely unfortunate, but to me, to see Pittsburgh hosting this, to see the excitement, to see the genuine respect for the sport here, it's been fantastic. And I think, you know, once again, seeing Penn State dominate doesn't hurt my my overall feel for it either.
Let's now get to the Steelers. Tom Bradley, in fact, was here on Tuesday.
He found his way back to State College?
Oh, my goodness. You know, and to his credit, he drove it in an hour and 28 minutes.
Yeah, there's some land speed records that both he and I have accomplished. We can neither confirm nor deny some of the actual times involved. But, yeah, they've been pretty incredible.
When you're in the passenger seat, does he make you look at the entrance ramps to see if there's anybody sitting there? Yeah.
It looks like, yeah, absolutely.
Because I've been in that seat before, too. It's like, holy mackerel.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty intense. And he likes to do, as you know, I mean, he likes to do his driving in the middle of the night.
Exactly.
No traffic.
So now let's get to what the makeup of this team happens to be. No Bell, no Brown. Obviously, talent-wise, it's different. Is it different in the locker room now?
That's where the biggest difference is going to be. I mean, the one thing that is so ridiculous, and granted, Antonio Brown over the last 6 years has probably been the best wide receiver in the history of the NFL. That, from a numbers standpoint, can't be argued because he's had the best numbers in that time frame. But with both he and Le'Veon Bell, the Steelers won exactly zero Super Bowls in that time frame.
Yeah.
Zero. So what I think the realization that took place this past year, reluctantly and painfully, was the culture that the Patriots have and have created has allowed them, when they all circle the wagons, and it's all for one and one for all, and they play for each other, and from the beginning of the offseason through training camp through the first game, everyone is simply about one thing, is that that's winning. Nothing else matters.
Right.
We had a situation here in Pittsburgh where it was all about my numbers, it's all about me, it's all about my guaranteed money. And you have to put this on Art II, and you have to put this on Mike Tomlin. The one thing that, you know, I think is very unfortunate is it all came down to, like, people saying that it was all on Ben. Well, when Ben took over as quarterback and won a Super Bowl in his second year, think about the leadership in that room. All Ben had to do, basically, and what he did do in that Super Bowl against Seattle, was not lose the game.
Right.
He came close. He came close. But the defense was good enough. The leadership was strong enough. The culture was as it needed to be, in that he just didn't need, you know, just don't screw it up, Ben.
Right.
And he's not a great leader, but he's a great player. And what Tomlin and Colbert and all those other guys and Art II didn't recognize or address was that all the veteran leadership, aside from Cam Hayward and maybe a couple other pretty good guys in that locker room, there was no one that was going to tell Antonio Brown to fly right. There was no one that was going to tell Le'Veon Bell to shut up and fly right.
Right.
In the day, the one thing I loved, you know, I did the Jerome Bettis show for 5 years.
Yeah.
And that was an absolute thrill. The one thing that people didn't realize, everyone saw the Notre Dame Jerome. Everyone saw the very sophisticated, polished Jerome.
Right.
There was an inner Detroit Jerome that you didn't want to see. And if you did something in that locker room, or you did something to betray his trust or his team, all of a sudden the inner Detroit Jerome came out, and you were scared for your life. And that's how the locker room was policed. That's how the leadership was handled. And, you know, again, I use way too many Joe Paterno-isms, as I'm sure you do.
Yes.
He said it a million times. If my best players are the leaders and the hardest workers, I'm going to win championships.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And guess what? The Steelers aren't in that situation right now. Right. I mean, look at the Penguins. I mean, you're a fourth-line winger, and you're screwing around at practice, and Sidney Crosby gives you a look. Guess what? You are absolutely, basically, going to have your uniform. You're going to have your uniform changed because you're going to be that horrified by how you were acting.
You are skewered.
Yeah. I mean, And, you know, Tunch Ilkin talks about how all it took was a look from Chuck Knoll.
Right.
And you were disemboweled. I mean, you were like, oh, my God. I did something that was in, you know. And think about it. I mean, I heard you talking about discipline and, you know, disciplining your kids. But, you know, you've really done it as a coach or a parent or a teacher when the student or the player, their biggest fear is to disappoint the mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be disciplined by them. That happens. But
yeah.
When you disappoint someone that you respect and that you strive to please, then all of a sudden you have a situation. And that's just not the culture. So this very long story, not made short at all by me, unfortunately, is that the culture is going to be 1,000 times better. The talent's going to be less.
Yeah.
Those two players are fantastic players.
No doubt.
I mean, Antonio Brown is as gifted a receiver as we've ever seen in the NFL. Le'Veon Bell, you know, he was going to revolutionize the whole deal of being a receiver out of the backfield. He didn't revolutionize anything. He took less money. In fact, you know, the Jets are only going to guarantee really $25
million. Right.
He took a whole lot less. And the $14.5 million that he sat out and didn't get, that's never coming back. So, I mean, he rolled the dice and lost. He bet on himself, and he didn't win.
Right.
And that's okay. But I think there will be a rallying cry, and I think Kevin Colbert is going to have an opportunity with 10 draft picks to either move up and get that middle linebacker that, you know, the absence of Ryan Shazier created,
mm-hmm.
or they're just going to kill it in the draft. And I think with then 2, maybe 3 years left to be a franchise quarterback, I really think you're going to see them in the mix.
Yeah.
Because it's the ultimate team game, Steve. You know that.
Yeah, sure.
We have seen the Patriots were not the most talented team in the NFL last year.
No, they were not.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, it wasn't even close.
Right. Well, in terms of Le'Veon Bell betting on himself, there's an old saying. If you're looking around the room wondering who the mark might be you.
And, you know, he's another guy that, you know, he's not a bad guy.
No, that's what everybody says. Everybody says he's not a bad guy.
He's not. Yeah. But you know what? And this is going to sound, I don't care how it sounds because it's true. Neither he nor Antonio Brown are very smart guys. And you know what? Sometimes it's much better to have people around you in any venture to be a little smarter than maybe talented. Granted, you still have to have talent. But if you have talent and you're smart, wow, that makes a difference.
Well,
these two guys are not very smart.
Well, see, I've always felt, and you and I have talked about this, I always feel it's really important in any profession to have a desire to work with people who make you better.
Oh, my gosh.
Instead of the other way around where you're the... I want to be the hot shot. I want to be the big cheese. Everything circles around me. It should be the opposite. You should have the desire inside you to work with people who make you better, right? Working with you all those years ago, I can tell everybody, made me better. Working with Ham, Ham makes me better. Working with Girardi makes me better. I mean, you got to work with people who make you better, and that's something that some pro athletes don't understand sometimes.
My favorite relatable story to that is just watching Murray State.
Yeah.
And John Morant.
Yep.
And 17 points, 16 assists, 11 rebounds. And you could just tell that when he had the opportunity, what he really wanted to do, what really put a smile on his face, was setting his teammates for easy buckets.
Yep.
Now, he had the ability and the talent that when needed, okay, if I have to go score, I will.
Well, you know, and
it's like watching Sidney Crosby. It's watching even Michael Jordan, you know, win Defensive Player of the Year. How many times in the NBA?
Right.
Michael Jordan.
Right.
I mean, come on. I mean, it's exactly, Steve. It's really putting other people ahead of you and putting the team ahead of you. And that, again, gets us back to the culture. And the fact that Mike Tomlin allowed Antonio Brown to live off campus during training camp.
Yeah.
Like the whole point of training camp is bonding.
Right.
I mean, there's only 5 teams in the NFL that still actually go somewhere other than their own training facility for training camp.
I know.
So the whole point of that would be what? To bond and to have an experience and to come together and play the ultimate team game. But when you start you know, and here's something, again, I didn't make it up, but I use it all the time. If you don't condemn it, you condone it.
Right.
So, and it's difficult, and you see what happened in Green Bay. All of a sudden, the quarterback turns on the head coach, and Mike McCarthy's done.
Right.
And that's very apparent for Mike Tomlin to see. And we saw that, you know, Ben wanted to get rid of Todd Haley. Okay, that was done.
Yep.
The players are making the money that allows them to basically run the show. But, like Nick Saban in Alabama, like Kyle Sanderson at Penn State, like Bill Belichick in New England, what you have to do as an ownership is give your coach the ability to run the show. It can't be a democracy. You don't want to ever be labeled as a player's coach in this day and age.
No.
That means you're soft and there's no discipline and they're running all over you. That's all it means.
Right.
And while everyone will say, well, the players are different now, no one's different. It's what you allow that makes it
right.
Different.
That, exactly right. The players are not different.
No. And, you know, and I always use this, you know, when, again, I was the disciplinarian with my kids, which was never very fun. But...
Well, I'll say this about with my kids. If I give them the look, it ends. so that was my decision.
You had everything you needed.
Yeah.
I mean that was the bullet in the gun that you needed.
Yeah.
But the thing that I would always point out, and I'm a big fan of the military, and I think it's a wonderful way to grow up. You think about our service academies, and you just think about. A Marine's drill sergeant becomes, outside of his own family, their favorite person they've ever encountered. And you mentioned Bobby Knight. I mean, I remember talking to, you know, Antoine Randall when he was a Steeler. You know, he had played basketball in Indiana. And his favorite person in the world was the general.
Yeah.
And he got in his face. I mean, he ridiculed him. I mean, even Bobby Huggins in West Virginia.
Yeah.
Those guys love him.
Yeah.
And people crave discipline because I always tell my son now who's trying to, you know, be a decent soccer player, and the coach gets on him sometimes. I'm like, worry when they stop because that means they don't care.
That means they gave up on you.
Yeah. If they're trying to help you get better, which everything that they do tell you is an attempt to make you get better.
Yep.
You have to take that in. You have to love every second of that because they believe in you.
Right.
Or they wouldn't do that.
By the way, go ahead.
We gotta get back to old school, Steve. I mean, I know it's horrible that we're, you know, almost 60 years old now and we talk about, you know, hey, you know, back in the day and we did, but you know what? Those principles that our parents told us about.
Sure.
There's still nothing has really changed other than technology and the way we allow things to be excused. And we always take the path of least resistance. We don't want to discipline because it's hard.
Yeah. Oh, it is hard. You know, hey, look.
It's very difficult.
Hey, did my parents yell at me? Yes, they yelled at me. And guess what?
I loved
them, and they loved me. Okay?
Yeah.
It's like, what do you think?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, by the way, John Morant, his 17 points, he took 9 shots. Okay. 9 shots to get his 17. He passed, rebound, passed. He was awesome. You're awesome. It's so great to have you.
Steve, you're the best.
Good to hear you, my friend.
I really appreciate that. I love how you disciplined me as a young radio guy. God bless you. Thank you. You cared about me.
Believe me, I did care about you a lot. Oh, still do.
Very mutual, my friend. God bless you.
You too, Paul. Thanks.
All right, Steve.
Paul,
take care.
Paul Alexander in Pittsburgh. We'll come back with more in a moment. Virginia down 4 now, early second half. But you know what? Colgate's pressing Tennessee. We continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
Just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The beverage supermarket has the area's largest beer selection, imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
All right. Final half hour of the show coming up for the week. How about Colgate? They lead Tennessee 52-50 with 10:52 to go. Gardner Webb is up 2 on Virginia. 38-36 with 16 and a half to go. Buffalo and Arizona State tied at 14. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15, and Hummel's Wharf.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Look, if you're going to watch the NCAA wrestling semifinals tonight, the finals tomorrow, you want to be fully stocked. You want to watch the NCAA basketball tournament all weekend. You want to make sure you're fully stocked, so go out there tonight. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. The pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. I'm in the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Six semifinalists in Penn State wrestling as they march toward their eighth national title in the last 9 years. The six semifinalists tonight are Nick Lee, Mark Hall, Bo Nickel, Jason Nolf, Vincenzo Joseph, and Anthony Cassar. Still alive in the consolations would be Roman Bravo Young. All right, now the NCAA tournament. Very quickly, Tennessee is on a 10-3 run. They now lead Colgate 60-55 with 6 minutes to go. Virginia's opened up the second half on a 14-5 run, now lead 44-41 over Gardner Webb with 14 minutes to play. 10-2 run by Buffalo. They now lead Arizona State 24-16 with 9 minutes to go first half. Iowa, Oklahoma, Texas Tech, and Cal Irvine all won today. And with that, we bring in from the Magic Kingdom the king himself.
Yabba dabba doo. How's it going?
So far, so good.
Yeah, I've been listening to the games. Had the games on here. Hey, one of the games had John Crispin as a commentator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that from Penn State?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, John does Big Ten Network, Fox Sports, and then doubles up on Westwood One.
I'll be darned.
He's doing, the game. Yeah, I talked to I talked to John last week. Yeah. I talked to John last week in Chicago.
Good for him. I heard the name. I said, I'll be darned. So,
No. He does very well. He's very good.
Yeah, yep. So,
very, very good.
Yeah, no real upset yet, except Murray State.
Well, Cal Irvine beat Kansas State
today. Play. He's the real deal.
Zion Williamson? Yeah, he's unbelievably good.
He's as good a college player as I've seen in a long time.
The one thing that he's going to have to do at the next level, he's going to have to develop a more consistent jump shot. He's going to have to do some stuff where he faces the basket and consistently makes the play. His ability to run the floor is exemplary. He plays, let me tell you the most underrated part of his game. He plays terrific defense.
Yeah.
You look at his anticipation defensively.
He handles the ball like a point guard.
Yeah. I mean, right now he reminds me more, you know, everyone wants to talk about LeBron James. He reminds me more of Charles Barkley right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Very athletic. Moves really well. Strong and confident.
Very strong.
Yeah.
Very, very strong.
the big thing around here, well, two things. One, the UConn women getting a 2 seed. Oh, my God. Why would you want to poke the bear like that, you know? I mean, they beat two of the number one seeds, so that, and they had as tough a schedule as anyone in the country, and they were 31-2. Chino said we did lose two games, you know? Yeah. It's like we can't lose, so... Well, why would you want to poke the bear like that? They're just like, okay.
Are they in the Albany regional? Where'd they end up?
Yeah, okay. So they'll get to play Louisville again. They lost to Louisville in Louisville. So that'll be a rematch that they're looking forward to. If you're Louisville, you're like, oh, God, no. we want to go to the Final Four. But...
Well, that's Michigan State with Duke. Michigan State and men's basketball with Duke. They're the number two seed in the region.
Yeah, right. I was surprised Michigan State was the number two. So.
Yeah.
Now, what happened yesterday with the coach? They kept talking about it this morning. And I was listening to Mike and it's not Mike and Mike anymore.
It's Wingo and Golic. Yeah, Golic and Wingo. Yeah,
whatever. And they kept talking about it and... Like he was yelling at his players or something?
He was yelling at Aaron Henry.
Oh, okay.
So what? Okay, I told this story earlier. You and I were growing up. Were we ever yelled at?
Heck yeah. I told Ma I'd rather you hit me with a bat than yell at me. The voice will go right through me.
Right. And did they love us?
Yeah.
Did we love them?
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You get yelled at. Yeah. Okay.
We got the stick, too. Remember that? You're going to get the stick. And Dad would go down to that little, you know, he'd have the scrap wood in the box, and he'd start slapping his hand with a little stick. I remember I shoved towels down my pants so he couldn't. See, he had to be laughing so hard. But he never hurt us. It was just
That
wouldn't happen today. You go to jail today.
Oh, no. So in other words, I mean, so he yells at him because he thought he was lackadaisical getting back on defense 3 or 4 times in a row.
Yeah.
What's he supposed to do? Now, Aaron, I strongly recommend.
Are you tired?
Are you all right? Should we replace you? Hey, come on. He yelled at him.
They made a big deal out of it, and I never got an answer why, you know, because, I mean, I'm working, so...
Is there a line that can't be crossed? Yes, there's a line that can't be crossed.
Yeah, you can't hit them.
Okay, got it. Can you yell at somebody? Yes, you can yell at somebody. And
sure,
by the way,
gave him a scholarship to play there. He can pretty much tell him whatever
he
wants.
And guess what? He doesn't like it, he can transfer.
Sure.
Because everybody else is. I mean, let's face it, that's now the new formula to getting what you want. Nick Bosa, I think I'll quit the football team. Antonio Brown, I think I'll quit. So, in other words, if you quit now, you can pretty much get what you want.
Yep.
That's good. Yeah.
You know, the other thing that's going on here, and it's really interesting, is Mookie Betts and what's going to go on. Because he's one savvy kid, but I heard a story yesterday which fascinated me because, honest to God, when he made the comment that I'm going to hold out and get what I'm worth, when you say you're worth more than $350 million, I'm sorry, no, you're not worth that kind of money. But that being said, nobody's worth that kind of money. I mean, right. Mike Trout's getting $60,000 an at-bat. Come on. He could look at his parents, and his dad doesn't make that in a whole year, you know.
Right.
So it's out of control. But when Mookie Betts was in high school, the Red Sox offered him $500,000 to sign with them.
Right.
And he told them then it wasn't enough, that he was going to hold out for what he was worth. And they ended up signing him because they wanted him so bad for $750,000.
Right.
So even when he was in high school, he had this attitude of, you're going to sign me for what I'm worth.
Right.
And it's scaring the living daylights out of the Red Sox. Because
They've got him for 2 more years, though. He doesn't come up till after 20.
Yeah, I know, but there's another problem, and that's the player's contract with the union, with the Major League Baseball, that they may change how teams can sign players, and they can't sign them to these long-term contracts anymore. So Mookie's going to have to make a decision. A lot of people feel like that's why Mike Trout caved in and signed, because he wanted that long-term contract.
Right.
And rumor has it that Major League Baseball is not going to allow it anymore. So
Major League Baseball is the one that doesn't have a salary cap. They don't have a max deal. So the NBA is a salary cap and a max deal.
Right.
That's why you see, for example, LeBron James consistently has been signing 2 year contracts with 1 year opt outs.
Right.
And the reason that he signs the 2 year contract with the 1 year opt out is that then the max deal goes up in the basic agreement. So he comes back and signs a brand new 2 year deal with the first year being at the max deal.
That's just smart, you know.
No, that's LeBron James being a smart businessman.
Yeah, he is a brilliant guy. He doesn't get enough credit for it. I just thought with Betts, he's telling the Red Sox right now, I'm just kind of going to wait it out, you know.
I don't blame him. And you know what you're doing at that point? You're betting on yourself.
Yeah.
You're betting on yourself that you're going to put up similar numbers to what you put up this past season, and that you're going to do it for 2 consecutive years.
He's so
that
very confident.
Yeah. You know,
he's
very confident. It's interesting because if you talk to Alex Cora, and I don't personally know Alex Cora at all, never have talked to him, but I do know people who have. They said Betts is the kind of guy who comes into his office every day and Betts is scared to death he's going to go for 4. He says it's the weirdest thing. He said Betts is always like thinking he's on the verge of an 0-for-4, and then he goes out, gets 2-for-4 with a double, a triple, makes a play in right field, and they win the game.
Yeah, he puts a lot of pressure on himself. But I mean, he had an off year the year before. It wasn't an off. It was a good year for anyone else.
Right. Yeah, a good year. And he didn't have – see, that's where having J.D. Martinez comes into play, because you notice how Betts had a fabulous year with David Ortiz in the lineup. And then when they lost the power of Ortiz, then Betts' numbers were – really good, not awesome. Then when they got the power back at the DH spot in Martinez, Betts suddenly, his numbers went back to where they were in Ortiz's last year. I think there's a direct correlation between the two.
Yeah, and he's not a Mike Trout. Mike Trout can hit any pitch.
Yeah.
You can't pitch around Mike Trout. He'll kill you anyway, and that's not necessarily the case with Betts. He has a little trouble with the outside pitch. So you can pitch around him. That's why they said in the playoffs against really, really good pitching, he wasn't the best player on the field. That being said, he's still very good. It's just interesting. He could sign, right? Red Sox would sign him right now to the Trout contract if he would take it.
And the Red Sox are going to sign Chris Sale for 6 years, $150 million.
Well, that's the Red Sox's next problem is they have bunch of players that they got to pay a whole load of money, and they're not going to be able to pay all of them.
No, because Bogart
stays and who goes.
Right, Bogarts is going to be up. Benintendi, they can sign him to an arbitration deal. That's what I refer to those. You know, they can do that. Betts, they can't do that. Bogarts, they can't do that. Bradley, I don't think they can do that either. So, but they're going to sign Sale's neck. They're going to sign Sale next.
They've got a lot of players that they got to pay.
Yeah. I mean, look at the Phillies signing Harper to a 13-year deal. Harper now completely goes all around the next basic agreement because his money's guaranteed, so is his contract. Harper was brilliant in taking the longer years, because those last 3 years of his contract are the equivalent of deferred money.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, these guys are smart. I don't blame them. I don't think nobody's worth that kind of money to do what they're doing. But the money's there to be paid, and they deserve it. So And they've all handled it well. I mean, they jumped on it. I mean, Machado, $300 million, please. There was a guy who signed the other day. I never even heard of him. 7 years, $100 million. Holy crap. I mean, really, realistically, I know number-wise, what's the difference between 7 years, $100 million, and 10 years, $300 million? That's just a bull. You're all filthy rich.
That's $200 million.
No, I realize that, but I'm saying it doesn't mean, oh, you can buy more than me.
But you know what's interesting about...
That's just a lot of friggin' money. That just means maybe some great-great-grandchildren won't get any money. It'll be gone by then.
But you know what the difference is? But you know what the difference is between the Harper deal and the Machado deal?
What's that?
Is where they're playing. Machado is going to get raked over the coals in California taxes by signing with San Diego.
Yeah.
Harper won't. I think at some point, what happens in California and New York in terms of the tax laws, is going to start really influencing where athletes want to go.
I'm surprised more don't go to Florida. They don't have an income tax,
right.
Do they?
No income tax. And also, have you noticed how Houston and the Rangers and also the Cowboys, they've done pretty well because Texas doesn't have a state income tax either.
Oh, God, I want to move there. This place is... Oh, we got the casino. The federal government approved it, so they're building it in East Windsor.
Oh, really?
It's taken this long with all the politicians getting involved and tossing it around. It finally got approved, and they started building today. So there'll be a casino in East Windsor, Connecticut.
Sportsbook is next. Sportsbook is next.
I'm going down there with business cards. Man, I could build half that freaking place. So,
good. Go for it.
And Enfield lost out completely. So,
well,
they can look at the casino. It's right on the town line.
Perfect.
Oh, Steve Lamont says hi. He was here today.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of the really great guys.
Oh, yeah. He's...
Yeah, great guy.
Yeah. So, he gives me good work. He's a good guy, and he pays his bill. So, that makes him a better guy.
Hey, guess what? That is the bottom line.
I got a lot of good old buddies who don't pay their bills. So.
Well, I'll tell you, but
they're my
people don't realize.
Until they get their stuff, and then suddenly, who?
Right. Well, you and I both know, and this is something Dad ran into in the business, is sometimes the people that take the longest to pay are the bigger companies.
Oh, yeah. They set their own rules. United Technologies, 90 days, they just,
right. Maybe
all those big places,
maybe
General Electric will hold you up forever, it's a game. It's a game I'm tired of playing, brother, I'm telling you.
I understand that, believe me, I understand
that. I buy my lottery tickets. First thing I do if I win is take the sign off the building. I get a ladder, climb it. I'll probably fall off the freaking ladder. I'm out. See you later. I'll give it to Josh.
Take care.
Kid who works here.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, I don't know. Well, how's the weather there?
Lousy.
Yeah, same here. It's raining and rain and half snow and rain.
That's what we had today. That's what we had today. It's supposed to be really windy tomorrow. I'm going to go over to football practice tomorrow.
Good. Hey, we got a big upgrade. This is a big weekend for Studio 305.
What's that?
Well, now we have new cable completely, and we have our clicker. You can talk into it and tell it what channel to turn the TV to.
Okay. You've got one of those.
That freaks me out. That is so cool. And then we got our chair is being delivered. We got a double love seat, okay, that's all power operated, and it's even got a power head thing. So you just push a button and you just recline, and it's great. So her grandchildren say they're going to, put me in the seat and start I fall asleep all the time. Watch the TV and just move my head around and get kicked. Throw peanuts at me while I'm sleeping. So
I'm going to go out and get a golf membership next week.
It's going to be the place to be. I can't
wait.
Nice. They're bringing it tomorrow.
So. Oh, good. I'm going to go out and get my golf. By the way, everyone may not realize, but next Thursday is the big dog's birthday.
Who?
You.
No.
Yeah.
No. No, they canceled that this year.
Yeah.
No birthdays here. So.
Yeah, it is.
In fact, I'm starting to subtract a year for every birthday.
What, instead of being 60, you're going to be 58?
No, I'm not 60. No. No. You can be all the 60s you want. I'm not 60. No, I don't care. I'll be 60 next week.
Hey, you know
what?
Can
you believe that? That's just weird. I don't feel like I'm 60.
Well, I know I don't. I've done, let's see, the last 99 football, basketball games here, I've done 98. All right? So I did all of them this year, 32 basketball games, and I include the blue-white games, so 14 football games. I feel as fine now as I did when I started in August.
Yeah.
I'm getting more rest. I mean, that really helps. I'm getting more rest. See, what I do is I talk to myself more now, and I bore myself to sleep.
So, I just eat a lot of beans. My wife, everything's a bean. I just got a perfect physical exam the other day, so everything's great. So exercise is going good and all that crap. But, man, she just keeps eating. Even the pasta's bean pasta. It's like one big gas bomb walking around. Like, honey, we got to stop, but it's good for you. I said, no, I know. No one's coming near me anymore.
There may be other reasons. All right, so.
It's good for you. It's good fiber. Oh, God. Okay. Whoopee. Hey, when's the wedding?
June 22nd. We need your home address.
305 Sullivan Avenue.
Okay, I got it. I think I can handle it from there.
I'll get it, my lazy boy.
Let's see.
You can send it here, too. It's right next to it. So
0674?
You can send it to Studio 22 or Studio 305, either one.
Very nice.
They're within 100 feet of each other. So.
Yeah, June 22nd's the wedding. So. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The Beverage Supermarket from the Sunbury Motor Studio. Have a great weekend, everybody.